In the 14th episode of Damn, That's Interesting, I'll be talking about black holes. Black holes are regions of space-time where gravity is so strong that nothing, no particles, or even electromagnetic radiation such as light, can escape it. They're so large in mass that their gravitational force is enough to bend space-time, the fourth dimension of space that we can't see, or for the most part, can't even imagine. If you've seen an image of a black hole, you'll see a bright ring surrounding it. This is actually gas that begins to fall into the black hole due to the gravity, which spins up into a disk. As the gas gets closer, it accelerates faster and faster, generating an incredible amount of heat and light. And since black holes bend space itself, light, instead of moving in a straight line, begins to bend around it. Every black hole has an event horizon, where time freezes. Anything that passes the event horizon is trapped within the black hole. But right as gas and dust get closer and closer to the event horizon, the gravity from the black hole makes them spin really fast. If you were to fall towards the event horizon of a black hole, you would experience forces that would attempt to tear you apart by stretching you in the direction of the black hole's center while simultaneously compressing you in the perpendicular direction. There's actually a funny term for this, and it's called spaghettification because an object, or you for that matter, would stretch and compress like spaghetti. The good news about massive black holes is that you could survive falling into one. Although their gravity is stronger, the stretching force is weaker than it would be with a small black hole, and it wouldn't kill you. The end to a black hole is a singularity, far beyond the event horizon. At this point, an object's gravity becomes so intense that it just keeps on squeezing all by itself, all the way down to an infinitely tiny point where space-time itself breaks down catastrophically. There are still a lot of things we don't know about black holes, or even general when it comes to astronomy, but we are making advancements. Last month, the James Webb Telescope was launched into space, which is 100 times more powerful than the Hubble Telescope. So who knows what new discoveries we'll make in the future. That's it for today's episode, and I hope you ended up saying, "Damn, that really is interesting."